Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. My first question to you would be is, we would like to know, ma'am, what is the year of your birth?
1962.
Great, ma'am. Moving on. My other question to you would be, ma'am, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's.
Great. All right, ma'am. Would you say you're of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? All right. What would you consider your race to be?
Black.
Black. Okay, great. And moving on, ma'am. Would you say you're registered to vote or you're not registered to vote?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
Okay, ma'am. As you may know, ma'am, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election? Would you say you're almost certain, probably 50-50, probably not going to vote, ma'am?
Certain.
Certain, okay. And how motivated would you say that you are to vote in November 2024 elections on a scale of a 0 to a 10, ma'am? 0 means you are... Oh, okay. I was telling you, ma'am. Zero is you are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated. From a 0 to a 10?
10.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Again, I want to read on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 0 means your vote has no power. 10 means your vote has a lot of power. From a 0 to a 10?
10.
10, okay. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Would you say cost of living and inflation, Israel-Palestine conflict, criminal justice reform, jobs in the economy, healthcare, student loans, racism and discrimination, abortion, immigration, climate change, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence? Any of those that stand out most to you, ma'am? You could choose up to 2.
Inflation.
Okay.
And discrimination.
Discrimination. Okay, ma'am. Moving on. I want to rate as well how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very unfavorable towards them. You can use any number between a 0 to a 10. Right? If you don't know the person, you can let me know as well. Joe Biden, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Donald Trump from a 0 to a 10?
0.
0. Hakeem Jeffries from a 0 to a 10?
I don't know who that is.
That's okay. What about Democrats in Congress from a 0 to a 10?
Oh, 6.
A 6. All right, and Republicans in Congress from a 0 to a 10?
0.
Okay. And Kamala Harris from a 0 to a 10?
8.
An 8? Okay, ma'am, moving on quickly. Well, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am? Would you say Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third-party candidate?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, would you say Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Democratic. Would you say your life was better under President Biden or was better under President Trump or about the same under both presidents?
Neither one.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, you can as well answer like it's maybe much better or somewhat better under Biden, or you can as well say somewhat better under Trump or much better under Trump. You can choose any of those.
It ain't better under neither one of them.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
somewhat better under Biden.
Okay, would you say much better or somewhat better? I'm sorry, you said somewhat better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? For example, ma'am, somebody who wants to build black wealth, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
To do what?
Wants to build back wealth. Mm-hmm. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Less likely.
Okay. Well, what about is effective and gets things done? Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress like that?
More likely.
More likely. Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. What about is honest and ethical? Would you be more likely or less likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely, okay. And brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
More likely.
More likely? Would you say much more or somewhat more, ma'am?
Much more.
Okay. And what about protects abortion rights? Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more, ma'am?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Fights racism and discrimination. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. All right. What about is too woke? Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
For what?
Is too woke, W-O-K-E, is too woke?
More likely.
All right, would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. For each of the following priorities or traits, all right, I want you to tell me if you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 0 means it does not describe them well at all. For example, looks out for people like me from a 0 to a 10. How would you rate that?
6.
What about defends democracy from a 0 to a 10?
8.
8. All right. And wants to build black wealth from a 0 to a 10?
6.
A 6. What about secures the border from a 0 to a 10?
5.
5. Right. And what about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable from a 0 to a 10?
8.
8. Right. And grows the economy from a 0 to a 10?
8.
8. All right. And puts people over politics from a 0 to a 10?
10.
I'm sorry, you said a 10?
Yeah, 10.
Oh, 10. Great, ma'am. Moving on. We would like to know as well, ma'am. I'm just going to read some statements quickly. I'm just going to read to you some statements that people have made. I just want you as well to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. All right, 0 means it does not make you feel motivated to vote at all for Democrats in Congress. All right, so as a parent, ma'am, the first one says as a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs from a 0 to a 10, ma'am?
10.
All right. What about as a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in a Democrat's American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic from a 0 to a 10? How motivated are you, ma'am, with that? 10. All right. And as an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black business ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years from a 0 to a 10?
8.
8. All right. And as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic from a 0 to a 10?
8.
Okay, ma'am. And as a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act from a 0 to a 10.
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, moving on. Thank you for your responses. I'm just going to read to you some actions Democrats have taken over the last few years. I just want you to select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. For example, I have invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, invested in Black small business ownerships and entrepreneurship, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, and sent out 1,400 cash release checks under the American Rescue Plan, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Any of those, ma'am, that you can choose two or three that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally?
The 1,400.
I said send out $1,400 cash release checks under the American Rescue Plan. That was one that I mentioned. Would you like me to read them again?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay, no problem. All right. So I was mentioning to you, ma'am, that invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. All right. Invested in Black small businesses ownership and entrepreneurship. All right. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. All right. Send out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Okay, that one. All right. I as well have, ma'am, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. All right.
That one.
Okay, ma'am. Not a problem. Moving on quickly. Well, sometimes in a survey like this, people change their minds, ma'am, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on quickly. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty, or we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Which one would you go for, ma'am, the first or second?
I'm saying the second one.
The second one. No problem. All right, ma'am, I'm going to read to you a series of statements, all right, that that people say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. All right, just for each one, I want you to tell me, all right, on a scale of a 0 to a 10, 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. All right, 0, all right, would be not convincing. It's not at all a convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress, ma'am. We're almost done. So the first one says, gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, raises red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing is that? 10, okay. What about this one, ma'am? While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans, right, to get things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first Black Speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that, ma'am?
8.
Okay. And no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that, ma'am? 10. I'm moving on quickly, ma'am. Costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations than the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees from a 0 to a 10. How convincing is that, ma'am?
Oh, seven and a half.
Okay, ma'am. And the last one for this section says, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensible health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing is that?
Yeah.
A 10? All right, moving on, ma'am. These last questions, all right. How motivated are you, ma'am, to vote in this November 2024 election? Again, ma'am, on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 0 means 10. Okay, ma'am. All right. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? From a 0 to a 10. 0 means has no power. 10 means your vote has a lot of power. 10. Okay. And sometimes in surveys like this, people change your mind. Sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, ma'am?
Democratic.
All right. And for each of the following priorities or traits, ma'am, I just want you to rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 0 means it does not describe them well at all. So the first one says, brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable, from a 0 to a 10.
7.
All right. And wants to build black wealth, from a 0 to a 10.
8.
Okay, ma'am. And these last questions, ma'am. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Progressive.
Okay. Would you say very progressive or somewhat progressive?
Very.
Very. All right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yep.
Okay, ma'am. All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right, ma'am. Do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe your employment status, ma'am? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, or
maybe? Full-time.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Did you say Joe Biden? Okay, ma'am. And last year, which was 2023, ma'am, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say less than $25,000, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75
35 to 45.
You said 35 to 45?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay, ma'am. And aside from wedding and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would you say more than once a week? Once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Once or twice a week.
Once or twice a week, okay. All right, ma'am, well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too.